International Women's Day is a holiday with millions of people participating in thousands of events around the world for 104 years and celebrated annually by the United Nations. 4 years ago, two Saratoga residents set out to honor the day and its history with the first New York Celebrates Women statewide event. One Woman, One World will be held in Saratoga Springs on International Women's Day, March 8th. Ruth Fine and Joanne Yepsen are partners in Critical Needs Now, who work primarily with not-for-profits and together produce this event. Joanne, of course, is also the mayor of the city of Saratoga Springs. It's a great pleasure to welcome Joanne and Ruth to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
A delight to have you both here. So how did this whole thing, and we'll start with you, Joanne, of how this came about, and thinking a few years ago, okay, let's do this here, and this is what we want to accomplish in this particular event.
Well, first of all, it's all about thinking globally and acting locally. And we have an opportunity right here in our own community to be able to do that together. So women, I meet women all the time who are talking about ideas they have that they want to capture and they want to work with others to accomplish. And I also have talked to a number of community organizations throughout the region who are looking for more people to fold into their goals. But this is an international opportunity for us to come together throughout the entire world. But we're going to do it right here in our Saratoga Springs community.
So when you put an event together like this, Ruth, what are you looking for? Because there are many facets, obviously, and you seem like you have attacked as many of them as you possibly can
right.
in one day. So what are you looking for as far as issues to grapple?
We set out to do an event that, as you've mentioned, millions of women gather at literally thousands of events around the world.
Right.
And each of those events often have a different theme. So what we set out to do is to take a look at the fact that all of us can make a difference in the world in some way, in one way or another, one community at a time, one person at a time. And that very often these are ordinary women, you know, in quotes, ordinary women who are doing extraordinary things. So that's the theme and the focus that we've taken on. And we look at business entrepreneurship and we look at social entrepreneurship. And so what we want people to get out of it when they walk away is that not because they're listening to a, quote, motivational speaker, but because they've been so inspired by these speakers who most of them are literally ordinary women doing extraordinary things.
So give us a list. Kathy Hochul, right?
We have two well-known political representatives. First of all, Kirsten Gillibrand, our U.S. Senator, has been our honorary chair for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, March is a bad month for her to try to get up here locally. So she is going to be sending her video as a welcome. We have our first lieutenant governor, who is a woman in New York State, and she'll be joining us to do a welcome and a introduction of a conversation in the afternoon and telling her own story about how she got to where she is today as well.
Excellent. And then you just have great people. Mary Lou Quinlan, mm-hmm. Leah Woodruff. It's a great list.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited. We're very excited. These are women who will really set the tone for the day. They're the first two speakers in the morning. Of course, Leah Woodruff is married to Bob Woodruff, who's the CBS correspondent who was wounded with a serious brain injury when he was covering the war, a roadside bomb. And Lee tells the story about as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a caregiver, what a road that was and what it was like. And and she's an author of a book called In an Instant, which is the theme of her talk. And then after that, we have Mary Lou Quinlan. Mary Lou Quinlan is an amazing woman who is very well known in the business world. She was, in fact, the first CEO, I believe, woman CEO of a major international advertising agency. But what she's also known for is as an author and a one-woman performance called The God Box. And she's going to talk to us about sort of her insight from her corporate and life makeovers over the years. So those two will set the morning off. And then if we have Benita Zahn, who Benita is not your ordinary health reporter, and she's going to talk to us about
weeding
through.
Benita is a force of nature.
Yes. And she's going to talk about weeding through the sort of health information maze because it's so confusing.
When you put something like this together, obviously you have great speakers, and you look to, as I said a moment ago, you look to address as many issues you can in a relatively short period of time. I'm interested, Joanne, in how you think. I mean, even how you as mayor of a city, then can take this and move forward and have it be part of the agenda, because it does seem as though it's one of the things that is so hard that, oh, okay, we'll address this. We understand it. We understand that there are problems. We understand that there's issues. But then actually, how do we engage, work on the problem, and move forward?
This is a wonderful opportunity for us to go deeper than I usually get a chance to do. So I am trying every step of the way, no matter what it is to empower our constituents and to engage them, is the word you used, into policy issues and governmental process. So so many ideas are going to come out of this, whether it's a TED Talk in the morning or women leaders and the authors that are going to be appearing. We have book signings. We have some local businesses partnering with us, Northshire Bookstore, who's be bringing in a whole series of women authors. We have the networking brunch and a reception at the end of the day. And so all of those are going to give me an opportunity to talk to amazing women with ideas that I can then fold into either perhaps a new initiative that I want to start or something that I'm already working on to engage them into that initiative.
I'm certainly not. I'm going to just ask this question because I'm interested. It was something that we talked about this morning on the program during our panel session, where we learned this morning that Barbara Mikulski of Maryland is going to be retiring, and you have this incredible woman who's going to be leaving the Senate. And the question was, how much recruiting is being done for future political leaders? So here you are, the a mayor of one of the largest cities in the state of New York, and the juggernaut that is Saratoga Springs, and I'm curious as to you, for you personally, but also professionally, as you think of what your role can be, what your role should be, as far as not only the day-to-day operations of the city, but also all of these issues that we're talking about when it comes to bringing a woman's perspective to the political sphere.
We have an opportunity to we have a platform, and I have built a coalition with other upstate women mayors. We have several now, and some of them got elected on the same day that I did. So we have a great network of women leaders throughout upstate New York who are all working together, and we're bringing forward issues to the table and to the conversation that probably wouldn't come forward if it was all men who were in public service. Women veterans, for instance, is something that I've worked on a great deal, and we featured them in past International Women's Days. They have done everything from express their experiences through photography to working with me to help find transitional housing. So policy issues get wrapped in all the time with the people that I meet on a regular basis. And I do think it's important to recruit women. What we're our message again on March 8th is going to be follow your dreams, because we have people here that can help you do that. And hopefully they're going to leave with the confidence and the inspiration to really go that next level and to whatever the idea is, to partner with those in the room that are together with them to follow their dreams. And it may be running for office, but it may not be. It may be starting a new business or doing something new in their community. But everyone, as Ruth said, can make a difference. So Kirsten Gillibrand got involved a few years back, clearly because of her Off the Sidelines project. Yeah. And she and I have worked together on that locally so that I'm bringing women to her so she can talk to them about getting involved and getting off the sidelines and making a difference. And so everyone attending, I think, on Sunday is going to be a woman who wants to get off the sidelines. They just need a little encouragement and perhaps some inspiration about how to take the next step.
And Ruth, I was fascinated by how many nonprofits are part of this. I mean, that's really the yes. backbone of this.
Right. Well, what we're looking at is the whole afternoon program is called, as Joanne mentioned, is really called Dreams to Action. And so we look at transforming stories of change, which, of course, our speakers are what we call social entrepreneurs. And so these are women who have started their own not-for-profits because of a problem or something that's occurred in their life that has become a challenge. One of our speakers is Regina Calcaterra, who is the author of a book called Etched in Stone, and she's quite well known as a public and private attorney. Regina grew up in the foster care system and tells an almost unbelievable story of the change in her life, and she wants to share that story. So our not-for-profits are our backbone. We call them our community partners. They get involved to spread the word, to get people there, and also because they know that we value their work and the work of their volunteers.
Do you think that the reason this event has been so successful and that you have grown in the manner that you've grown is that, and again, I'm not looking to cause any turf war, but there's something about the region, there's something about Saratoga, there's something about upstate that is, and maybe just the Northeast in general, that is a little more open and receptive to such ideas and an incubator for such growth.
Perhaps. I mean, as the mayor of Saratoga Springs, I care about all our residents, obviously. And clearly the women's issues are important to me. I'm a mother of three. I have my own business, and so we can relate to one another. But I think these are important topics to discuss throughout your community with everyone.
Right. But we don't often do that. We seem to be more willing to do it here than in other places.
And what we have found, being women ourselves and working with a lot of women on issues, is they tend to want to go a little deeper. So we get into the social entrepreneurships, changing the world through their business.
Yeah.
And that is what this is all about.
For the average person who wants to attend the event, do you find that people come for all day? Do they dip in, they dip out? How do they?
Right.
All of the above?
Well, in this case, it's from 11 to 4. So we're hoping that people come, and it includes a networking brunch right in the middle and time for book authors signings, et cetera. So
okay.
I expect that they'll be there the whole day because they won't want to leave.
Good 5-hour chunk.
Yeah.
You get a lot done.
Like going to a conference, only it's a half day.
Absolutely. So all of this takes place on March 8th. It's Sunday. And it is being held at the Gideon Putnam Resort in Saratoga Springs. You can find out more information by going to nycelebrateswomen.com, nycelebrateswomen.com for more information. We have that link on our website as well. It's nycelebrateswomen.com, or we will soon. The International Women's Day event, One Woman, One World, will be held in Saratoga Springs on International Women's Day, March 8th at the Gideon Putnam Hotel, and again, nycelebrateswomen.com. Ruth Fine and Joanne Yepsen, thank you so much for all the wonderful work and for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.